This is your KVNF Regional Newscast for Thursday, February 26th. I'm Lisa Young. Montrose City Councilors voted unanimously during their last meeting to approve nearly $49,000 for the construction of approximately 400 feet of sidewalk along the Black Canyons Flats Affordable Housing Project's Ogden Road frontage. City Engineer Scott Murphy said the construction of sidewalk facilities along Ogden Road has remained a capital priority for the city for several decades. Montrose County School District finalized its purchase of the Fieldhouse property from the Montrose Recreation District. According to a press release from the school district, the longstanding community facility will continue to provide public use and future educational opportunities. The school district's primary vision for the property is to pursue grant funding through the state of Colorado's Building Excellent Schools Today program to establish an early childhood center. If awarded, the grant would support the creation of a modern space designed to better serve preschool students and their families. The Western Slope Conservation Center will hold its annual meeting on Sunday, March 15th from 4 to 6 p.m. at the Hotchkiss Memorial Hall. This year's guest speaker is Heather Hansman, an author and editor currently living in Southwest Colorado. She has written about rivers and our complex relationship with water in the West. In state news, Colorado lawmakers are looking at ways to help more Colorado students get good-paying jobs. Eric Galatis has more.
Colorado lawmakers are considering a bill that would promote colleges and trade schools that help students facing unique challenges complete degrees and certificates that lead to good-paying jobs. House Bill 261006 would allow the Colorado Department of Higher Education to designate these schools as thriving. Yesenia Silva Estrada with Colorado Mountain College says the new designations would go to institutions with a proven track record for helping students of color and other populations currently underrepresented in achieving education beyond high school.
They could receive designation as a rural thriving institution, or they're helping adult learners, they're helping veterans, they're helping first-generation students, students from low-income backgrounds.
The measure was drafted after the Trump administration announced it was ending $350 million in funding for minority-serving institutions, a federal designation the administration claims is discriminatory and creates racial quotas. The bill's sponsors say colleges with official thriving designations would be a sign that campuses welcome all students. If passed, a committee of business, college, and state leaders would establish criteria for thriving colleges and trade schools, and the state agency would post the designations each year based on measurable data. Estrada says Colorado lawmakers would receive an annual report that includes lessons learned by schools and how to best support students.
If we did have this recognition framework, it would allow us to quickly identify which are those institutions that are being successful and share best practices.
Supporters of the measure are also aiming to shrink a persistent gap in degree attainment for Colorado's K-12 students. Estrada says the new designations would be a signal to students that enrolling in degree and credential programs is a good investment. She notes there are currently more jobs in Colorado than qualified workers.
A certain level of post-secondary education is needed, especially in the state of Colorado, to be able to achieve a better wage outcome and a better career.
This is Eric Galatis reporting for the Colorado News Connection.
In Winter Olympic news, Grand Targhee near Jackson, Wyoming is better known for wide open powder fields and record-breaking snowfall than for bump runs. But as KHOL's Jenna McMurty reports for Rocky Mountain Community Radio, the Westside Teton Resort still produced the most decorated Olympian in American mogul skiing.
Around 50 people gathered at the Tetonia Club in the early hours of Valentine's Day. For a town of less than 400 residents, where most establishments close at 9 p.m., this isn't a typical scene at Tetonia, Idaho's mainstay bar. But it's also not every night that local Olympian Jalen Koff soars down a zipperline of moguls in the gold medal round of the Milano Cortina Games. Fans and friends of Koff showed up at 2:30 a.m. to the bar her dad started and her brother runs, wearing light-up scarves and stickers with her motto, Deliver the Love. J-shaped donuts and coffee sustain the early risers. Come on, Jay! After a tumble in the semifinals, Kauf wasn't sure her run would be enough for the final round of dual moguls, where skiers go head-to-head on bumps and jumps. The hometown crowd wasn't sure either. But then her competitor skied off the course. An automatic disqualification. That meant Kauf had one more run after getting past one of the most stacked lineups.
Will be Jalen Kauf's first gold. She has two silvers, including one from the other day. Curious what the judges are going to think about this. Not about the speed.
Kauf ultimately came in second behind Australia's Jakara Anthony. She is now the most decorated American mogul skier ever at the Olympics. That's a record she didn't even realize she was close to breaking.
I didn't hear that or even think about that until after when I think I saw the post on Instagram.
That post came from the U.S. ski and snowboard team, announcing that Kauf is now one of the country's most successful.
And, you know, that seems pretty crazy to me.
Kauf walks away from the Italy Olympics with two back-to-back silver medals, one in duels and the other in single moguls. Her silver streak picks up from her first silver at the 2022 Beijing Olympics.
It was an awesome week.
After Beijing, the Western Wyoming mountain that raised Kauf named a run in her honor called Silver J. But Grand Targhee taught her much more than the sport she'd come to dominate, in large part because the mountain isn't exactly known for its bumps.
There's only like a handful of moguls at Targhee to ever ski.
Kauf says skiing bumps on her home mountain took some creativity.
And so my dad would like take pine bough and he would basically like flag the moguls with the pine bough. And so we would like ski them up to make moguls.
Kauf's parents pioneered the sport of freestyle skiing and were world champs themselves. But they chose to introduce their kids to other ski sports, like ski racing, big mountain, and skier cross.
And so growing up was just skiing the mountain. It was, you know, hitting cliffs or doing jumps off the catwalk, skiing powder, and just learning how to be a good skier in all aspects of the area.
Those ski skills still transferred to Kauf skiing. Today, she's consistently the fastest skier on the World Cup circuit and the most dominant in the dual moguls.
My style and the way I ski and why I'm such a strong skier is because I grew up doing everything.
Narrowing down her focus to moguls has brought a lot of success for Kauf. Since going pro, she's been crowned world champion and in 2025 won the sport's triple crown. Kauf's now looking to broaden her legacy. Late last year, she launched a foundation called Deliver the Love to encourage young Teton Valley girls in sports. In December, she told KHOL,
you know, not even about being the best in the world, chasing Olympics or medals or results or accomplishments of any kind, but just helping to inspire others to find that same passion and same love for whatever sport it is that they love.
Back at the Teutonia Club, the hometown crowd is just as stoked for Kauf's work off the slopes as they are her medals.
You know, she has a saying, deliver the love, and we're all here delivering the love right back to her.
Watts Barden met the Kauf's while working at and skiing Grand Targhee. He recalls the last Olympic homecoming party for Kauf when she took several laps with local kids who now try to emulate her.
She's an inspiration. She's a role model.
Dana McKenzie is another family friend. He watched Kauf take on a mentorship role as a veteran on the national team.
She turned around and she reached behind her and she pulled these youngsters up with her, showing them the way.
Kauf has two more World Cup events this year before heading home to Teton Valley and Salt Lake City for the offseason. Any downtime will be short-lived. She has plans to get back to work on her new foundation. For KHOL, I'm Jenna McMurtry.
That report was shared with us via Rocky Mountain Community Radio, a network of public media stations in Colorado, Wyoming, Utah, and New Mexico, including KVNF. That's your KVNF regional newscast. For more local and regional news, visit kvnf.org. I'm Lisa Young.